Well, Dave Challenger, does that constitute another decent night, another clean sheet, another victory, three decent goals? It ebbed and flowed a bit, but you're up into the playoff places as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It was always going to be, I suppose, difficult to reach the standards we did on Saturday, because we were fantastic, but probably took us 10 minutes to get into the flow of the game. I thought then from 10 minutes to half time we were dominant. Thankfully we got that second goal just before half time, which I think our dominance absolutely deserved. And then second half, you want to try and 2-0 is always a difficult scoreline because the next goal is important. I think, as we've spoken in there, we got away with one a little bit because they should have scored within the first couple of minutes of the second half, and then if they had, that could have been a difficult night for us. Thankfully they haven't, and once we got a foothold in the second half, I felt more comfortable. We looked like the ones who were going to go and get that third goal, and like thankfully towards the end we did.
Do you take as much pride from the clean sheet as you do from the goals that you scored? You kept a clean sheet at the weekend, you've kept another one tonight.
Yeah, you have to. I think I spoke at the weekend and said, regardless of winning games, I think when you win games with a clean sheet, I think everyone feels rewarded, as daft as it sounds. Ultimately, it's everyone's responsibility to score goals, and like I say, defenders have got a goal today, and it's everyone's responsibility to keep clean sheets. I think they've taken that on board, and they take a real pride in that. But they, like I say, the lads, whether it's up the top end of the pitch or the midfield players, as much as anyone want a clean sheet, so that Jay can go home happy, and the defenders can go home happy, and like I say, everyone wins. Ultimately, at the start of the season, things weren't particularly going our way in that department, but credit to them, because it's been a mix and match sort of back four, really, in terms of lone lads coming in terms of lads being cup tied and things like that, and we've managed to really look solid and form decent partnerships and look a solid unit across the pitch, and that will only, like I say, only breed confidence. You've a young back four there. Like I say, Stubbs, he's come in and done great for us in the last two games alongside Tunney. They'll learn from that, because, like I say, for the first 10 minutes of the second half, they got bashed about a little bit. So you have to accept that. Sam York's an experienced striker who came out with the bit between his teeth, if you like, and gave him a bit of a rough time. They saw that through. But for them, as young defenders, that's, like I say, it's a learning experience, and making sure you take things on board and go and improve.
Do you need those tests within a game, even ones where you're dominant like that one? Because further down the line, you'll be tested a great deal more.
Yeah, of course you do. I think there's never complacency around football matches, especially within our dressing room and this club and in this league, because we know how quickly it can change. But ultimately, again, that you have to heed sort of warnings and learn lessons, that things can change really quickly in football matches, and the momentum swing at the start of the second half was us having a throw in 25 yards from their goal, was maybe getting a little bit ahead of ourselves and trying to back heel on a pitch that's not great, and they've missed then two one-on-ones in the space of 20 seconds. We then took 10 minutes to really get a foothold in the game, but once we did that, like I say, we were a whole lot better for it. And we're a better team when we're on the front foot and got the opposition penned back in, if you like.
We talked a few weeks ago about spreading goals out around the team and not all the time relying on Danny Rowe. That seems to have happened. Even people like Andy Bond are getting in on the act now with a couple of goals in a week.
Yeah, it's funny the way things happen. Like I say, Saturday to score six and Rowe not get one of them was great. I think Sam spoke afterwards and said he preferred us to lose 2-1 and Rowie get the goal. Rowie would, but no, it's not the case. He takes a pride in wanting to score. We'll get a little bit of stick if he goes a couple of games without getting a goal. That's a bad patch for him. But listen, he's got his goal tonight. Others are chipping in. We know that he'll score goals. I think we're the top scorers in the league. Anyway, I think we've scored 54 now, which is, a great return. And we've got to keep all chipping in, because, like I say, you can't guarantee it, but there's a really good chance that Rowie will keep getting the goals he's got, because he's proven over a number of years. But everyone is responsible for getting in there. You think as a 20s, I think that's maybe 24th. You look at centre halves having targets of what they want to score, and midfielders. If we can take the load off a little bit, then that's great. But we sort of expect Roy to get his more than his fair share of goals.
And finally, and I know there's still a long way to go, but you are into one of those playoff places. I know earlier in the season you were really frustrated at being 15th, 16th, 17th. Is it a big boost, a psychological thing to be in there?
Of course it is. Because, like I say, it was the players more than me. I'd not really looked at the league table. I don't know, when you're down the wrong end, you don't want to look at it too much. But we knew that we'd been hanging around there, and especially when we'd done all right in the FA Cup, we had games in hand, that the games in hand would be important for us. This month was going to be massive because we played three catch-up games, which now we're level with the teams that have played the most games. We play the joint most games, I think, with everybody else. And the table looks far more pleasing, if you like. Now you've got, like I say, you've got to use that as motivation to stay in there. We're not going to change anything we've done. I spoke to them before the game and said that, like I say, if we can reproduce what we did on Saturday, teams are going to have to be very, very good to beat us. And that's what we've got to keep doing. It's game by game. We've 16 games, I think, left now, maybe 16, I think. So still a long way to go, but like I say, we're in a good place. Still want to get to 50 points, but we're absolutely definitely looking up rather than looking down.